House Republicans Label Hakeem Jeffries a Bigot for Defending Anti-Semitic Uncle. By Jacob Bliss on April 20, 2023. The House Republicans campaign arm is labeling House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, a bigot and asking why Democrats in the lower chamber are not demanding his apology. The National Republican Congressional Committees, NRCC, ad slams the House Democrats for being led by a bigot after an unearthed college editorial showed that he supported his anti-Semitic uncle and Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. Calling Judaism a dirty religion, praising Adolf Hitler. You wouldn't support or defend anti-Semitic remarks, but Hakeem Jeffries did. And he lied about it for years. Jeffries even called black conservatives House Negroes, the ad narrator stated. There is a bigot leading House Democrats in Congress. And his name is Hakeem Jeffries, the narrator noted before asking. Why won't House Democrats demand their leader apologize for his shameful beliefs? Before the end of the ad, it says on the screen, are the House Democrats silent because they agree? Watch. Last week CNN uncovered an editorial that Jeffries wrote in college that defended his uncle. Leonard Jeffries, a black studies professor who lost his job after making anti-Semitic remarks, and Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. The editorial explained that the two were unfairly targeted by white media for challenging the long-standing distortion of history. It was also reported that Jeffries, during his time at Binghamton University and as a member of the executive board for the Black Student Union, invited his uncle to speak on campus after he made inflammatory comments in the early 1990s, such as rich Jews being in the African slave trade, and about Jewish executives in the film industry. Furthermore, the minority leader's editorial went on to criticize black conservatives as a phenomenon, referring to them as token blacks and right-wing opportunists that have bought into the idea of the American dream, in addition to comparing them to House Negroes during American slavery. The House Negro of the slavery era and the black conservative of today are both opportunists interested in securing some measure of happiness for themselves within the existing social order, Jeffries added. In both cases, the social order has blacks occupying the lowest societal echelon. Hakeem Jeffries lied about his well-documented defense of bigots and anti-Semites. National Republican Congressional Committee Press Secretary Will Reinert said in a statement. After more than a week of avoiding the issue, we view extremist House Democrats' silence as a tacit agreement with their leader's hateful words. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.